This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Do you know that listening to God is one of the most important habits you could cultivate in your life? Now, that idea might seem a little strange to you. You might say, well, I can understand reading the Bible and trying to see some principles for life in there. I can understand talking to God in prayer, but listening to God? What does that even mean? Well, it starts with the understanding that God is there, that He's real. And not only that He's there, but that He is involved. He's involved in life, and He loves to have personal relationship with the people in this world. That's why He created us. And when you understand that, and you open your heart to God, and you say, God, I'm going to open the Bible and read it, and I'm listening not just to see words on a page and ideas there, but I'm listening to see if you have something to say to me personally. When you come to God with that attitude, your spirit that is within you becomes sensitive to God, and you begin to recognize, I know God is speaking to me. It's not just general truth. God is speaking to me for my own life. Well, I hope that happens with you this morning, because we're going to read a little of the Bible, and this week we're looking at Genesis chapter 1, the first chapter in the Bible. We've already looked so far this week at the first verse of the chapter. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I just want to draw your attention to something in this chapter today. Notice this. In verse 3 it says, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness." Jumping down to verse 6, "And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, separating the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so." God called the expanse sky. Down in verse 9, God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so." Verse 11, "And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so." Verse 14, "And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and days and years. Let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so." Verse 20, "And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." And that's exactly what happened. Verse 24, "And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so." Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in His own image. And the chapter goes on. Do you see the emphasis here throughout this chapter? The will of God expressed through the Word of God has a good purpose. In every case, He says, He saw what He had made and it was good. And it is reality. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let things be this way, and it was so. Let there be, and it was so. Let there be, and it was so. Do you see the power of God expressed here? When God says, let there be something, it is so. So as you go into this day today, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what challenges there are. But just recognize this. Nothing is too big for God. God wants to be involved in your day today, and he has the power to make things so. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.